The last couple months, I would describe it as pretty crazy for about 20 minutes because we've been having so many people show up. But yeah, basically what we do is, you know, Charles Davis owns the building and he's given us a little room where we store the barbecue and the table and chairs. And so we go out and set up about 4:30 and put everything up. And then at 5 o'clock, well, now people usually show up a little earlier, but we start serving food at 5, and we do cheeseburgers and hot dogs every week on the barbecue. And then other people just bring, like my wife makes a meal every week, and we have certain people that if they're in town, they bring stuff every week, and then other people sporadically bring things. But and we just set it up on the tables, and then people grab a plate or a to-go container, and they just come through and take food and hopefully stick around and talk a little bit with us. So
how many people would you say on average you're feeding every week?
Well, I do 48 burgers every week. So I would say probably, you know, 50 to 60 people.
50 to 60 people getting free meals?
Yeah.
On Monday evenings in Petersburg?
Yeah.
That might surprise some people. Some people might not think that Petersburg has hungry people out there who don't have a place to get a meal.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily just those types. We encourage anybody to come. We look at it as like just like a potluck. So there are people like the cannery workers at times. I know that they obviously serve meals, but I don't think that they're doing that right now. So a lot of the people that we've been getting are a lot of the cannery workers that are around, and a lot of pretty hungry guys that like to eat a lot of food. So, and then there's other people in the community that come every week, and they'll just come, and you know, sometimes a single mother or someone that just appreciates not having, if they worked all day, not having to cook dinner, and so they just come and get something to take home.
So it's a mix of all kinds of people, so it's not necessarily people living on the street.
Yeah, I mean, there are some people, obviously, that have been around that that live on the street, or there's people that live out at the Narrows. A lot of the people have issues that they're struggling with and whatnot. But our idea is just to go out there and, you know, hopefully be a reflection of Christ to them just by loving them. And we don't have an agenda. We don't preach a message. We try to pray before we start serving. And, you know, and we have a little table that we set up if someone wants a Bible, or we have a little prayer request box. If someone feels like they need prayer, they can put it in there if they're not comfortable, you know, asking us personally. A lot of people aren't. So, you know, and just a lot of different things have happened. You know, we had a memorial service one time for a gentleman that was, Ray was his name. People probably remember him. He was an older gentleman that lived out there, and he passed away and didn't have any family, or no one claimed his body or anything. But a lot of the people that lived out there kind of befriended him, and they had asked if we could have like a memorial service after the meal that we served. So we kind of, you know, nothing elaborate, but I just read a scripture and said a prayer, and I think it meant a lot to the people. So
this is Christian-based people that are affiliated with churches, and then those that aren't?
Yeah, you know, there's some people that bring food on a regular basis that don't have a faith, but most of the people that are involved generally go to a church. The people that, you know, are there, you know, on a regular basis helping.
And why do you yourself do it? Why are you cooking burgers on the grill every Monday?
I mean, for me, it's just my faith, and I believe that, you know, it's something that if you believe in the Bible, that it encourages us to do that, be outreach to people and love people and, you know, be willing to feed people maybe that are less fortunate.